Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How much do your eyes venture towards that left center field wall?
I didn't watch it a lot today. For some reason, I felt like today was a playoff game. The atmosphere was different. I told the umpire, like, I feel like it's a playoff game. I don't know if because it was packed. You know, it had a lot of Mets fans also. So it just felt different, man. It felt different, and I mean, happy enough to come through with a victory.
Xander Bogaerts post-game talking about that victory last night, Boston Red Sox, and it's Wednesday at 2:30, so you know what time that means. It's Alex Cora's time. Alex Cora interview brought to you by Arbella Insurance and Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox, major league style at minor league prices. You can visit Zenni.com. AC, how you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Good.
We are good. So let me ask you, these first off, the uniforms, the yellow unis. What made you guys want to wear these things? And is this just riding the hot streak? If you lose, do you go back to the other ones? What's going on there?
Actually, we were talking about it a few weeks ago. We saw the Giants wearing their, what they call it, the City?
City Select? I don't even know what it is.
Connect. City Connect. We saw the Giants wearing them and the White Sox and the Cubs. And we asked Tommy, and he's like, hey, how come we just wear them once, you know? And he's like, it's up to you guys. We just got to talk to the right people. And if you guys want to wear it again, we'll do it. And we decided it's going to be for the Baltimore series. And then on Monday, I texted Tommy and I said, hey, Tommy, we're going yellow tomorrow? He's like, let me talk to Troop and Sam. And they were all on board. And I texted Bogey. I said, yellow tomorrow. He's like, of course we are, you know? And it's one of those. You know how it works. You guys know how it works.
Oh, absolutely. Always run it. Would MLB ever let you wear them in the playoffs?
I mean, if we keep winning.
I just wasn't sure if they would with the uniforms, right? If they have, like, no, you can't. I mean, you got to go back.
I don't know. Hopefully we have a chance to ask, right?
So when you want to, every time you want to wear them again, after you take, you know, when
we
just
need
gets
to,
the
we need to order. We need to order gray pants with the blue line, you know, for the road, just in case.
Well, I was thinking, does somebody have to contact the UCLA Bruins and kind of let them know that you guys are going to keep this up, or is there, there's no deadline, right? It's like the exact same color scheme as the Bruins out in L.A.
Pretty similar, right? Pretty similar. Hopefully we're as successful as their basketball program, right?
Talking to Alex Cora, manager of the Red Sox. Alex, the play of Bobby Dalbec. We saw Renfro out of the lineup. We've seen Verdugo out of the lineup or Schwarber out of the lineup. Is he?
And then he's out of the lineup tonight.
Bobby is?
Yeah, Bobby is. We got Kyle first and Alex, Kike, and Hunter. But I know where the question is. You know, he's been amazing. He's been great. You know, I think the quality of the at-bats are legit. They're real, right? He's been able to control the zone. He's been able to make adjustments throughout games. You see him with the leg kick and then no leg kick, choking up, going the other way, controlling the strike zone. Defensively, he's been great the last, 3 weeks, I think. And this is the guy we envisioned defensively. This guy is above average defender at third base. We thought at first base it was going to be easy for him. Obviously, He struggled early on, but the last few weeks he's been great, and we're very pleased with the way he's playing.
But is it just a spot where, like, he's I know he's not in there tonight, but this guy's got to be in there, right, and find ways to get Kyle or make other decisions along the field? Like,
I mean, obviously, we face all those lefties, right, against Baltimore. This is the first time we faced back-to-back righties in a while. So yesterday was Hunter. Today's Bobby. We know we got Garrett Cole on Friday, and then we got two lefties. So we got to keep everybody involved, and everybody's playing well. You know, like yesterday, Hunter didn't play. You know the season he's having and what he's done the last few weeks. Kyle didn't start, two out of three games against Baltimore. We know how good he is. So it's a good problem to have. It gives you choices late in games, too. You saw what we did in Seattle. We were very aggressive with our pinch hitters. We can do the same thing tonight if we want to when they bring a lefty. And it's a complete team now. You know, we got options. Christian is back, too. So we'll see how the game plays, and we'll go from there. But it's a good problem to have, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah, and that was kind of where I was going to go, because it feels like that hosting that playoff game is a reality. That's something that's I'm sure everybody's thinking about. So playing time's got to be at a premium. So I mean, in politicking, is that go on? Hey, listen, I'm good to go. You can use me whenever you want to.
No, I mean, it's all in now, and they understand where we're at. We talk to the players, obviously. Everybody wants to play every day, but at the same time, we got a lot of good players right now, and they're playing well. It seems like everybody's playing well, swinging the bat good, playing good defense. So, you know, we'll go with the matchups that we feel comfortable with, but at the same time, understanding that the game will dictate how we manage the game as a group. And now that you have a deeper bench, you can be more creative, and at the same time understanding that you're going to have a solid lineup throughout the game, and you're going to have a solid defensive team out there for nine innings.
So you mentioned Christian Arroyo, so I just want to go back to that real quick, because obviously everybody, I think, understands what Jose Iglesias' situation is. But he's been playing great. Christian Arroyo hasn't really had that much, you know, game time action. So why bring Christian Arroyo up right now? Would you be better served, you know, letting him play every single day and letting Iglesias just keep playing since he's hot, and then wait for that to end and then bring Arroyo up? What was your thinking
there? There's a good chance he'll play against one of the lefties this weekend. We talked to Christian, and obviously having his bat off the bench is a plus for us. You know, Jose, he's doing an amazing job. He's swinging the bat well. But at the same time, like, we talked to the player, and he's like, what do you think? Four more at-bats, eight more at-bats, 12, where are you at? You know, can you compete at this level tonight facing a lefty? Let's say we send Shaw for Iglesias and they bring a lefty. Are you ready for that one? And he feels good, and we feel good with the decision. But at the same time, we have to make sure he keeps his timing, and we'll do everything possible pregame, early work and all that to do that, because we know at one point, we're going to have to switch, right? He's going to probably play second base for us. So everybody understands the situation, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. You know, we still have to keep winning ball games and make it first. So having him on the bench is a plus, and we'll do everything possible to keep him his timing where he should be.
Talking to Alex Cora. Alex, Chris Sale, when he came back, you guys really kind of used some off days, gave him that extra time rest at times, and it seems like that's kind of over. Is that just because you feel like he's healthy, he is strong? Because is that just moving him where you did in that rotation to get as many starts as you possibly can on normal days rest?
Yeah, him and Nate, of course. Nate is actually starting on Friday, and trying to see where we at schedule wise and maximize our roster. He had the 10 days. The last one, velocity wise, wasn't great, but I think his slider was his best of the season. And he's healthy. And, you know, obviously he'll pitch tonight. We'll check where he's at after the game and tomorrow, and we'll make decisions accordingly. But these two guys, they do believe that they can pitch on regular rest, and we'll try to do that the rest of the season.
The way it's sort of lined up right now, it looks like if you get to that one game play-in, it could be innate. Is he the guy that deserves the ball in that one game play-in, in your opinion?
I mean, he's been amazing for us, and his stuff is playing. He's been great against the teams that, they're battling for what we're battling right now. So he's an option, of course. Chris is the other option. We'll see where we at, you know, towards the end of the season. And that's the most important thing. But, you know, as you can see, schedule-wise, those two guys are lined up to help us towards the end if needed, and obviously in October if we play that game.
Does it bug you at all that, you know, at least I'll speak for myself, but I think Lou is too. Like, we're already thinking about the one game plan, and then I'm sure that's hard to kind of navigate with your players, because I feel like, you know, they can see the barn, and it's almost like the hay is in the barn already, but it isn't, and there's still a lot of work to do, especially you got the Yankees. You know, you still have to play. How's that managerial process going for you?
It's cliche, right? But you take it one day at a time. And then you have to take care of your business, and then you look around what's going on around the league. And like I said, somebody asked me about the off day. Was I watching games at 7 o'clock on Monday? Of course I was. I was watching two games, and it was – Tampa and Toronto and the Yankees and the Rangers, you know, and this is what we do. This is my job, right? And this is where we want to play in October, so you got to pay attention to what's going on. But they've done an amazing job staying in the moment. We knew that we were playing good baseball. Obviously, defensively wasn't great on the road trip, but I think we played some great games, and you know, that series in Seattle was outstanding. And coming here to Fenway with how many games? 8 games, mm-hmm, at Fenway with the way we've been playing, swinging the bat. It's home field advantage for us, right? This is what we're supposed to do. So we take care of business tonight. We got a tough one, you know, with Walker on the mound and a team that is very talented. It's very talented, and then we'll reset again. We know we got the Yankees, and then after that, we know what can happen around the league too. You know, we know that the Jays play the Yankees next week, and but at the end of the day, you got to take care of business. You got to do what you got to do, and you do that, you win series, and we should be, you know, playing October.
Talking to Alex Cora in the Harbor One Hotline. Alex, you got a lot of guys in that bullpen throwing the ball real well for you right now. Good timing when it comes to that. And you've, I think, mentioned you've had a lot of guys pitch to ninth, right? Different guys on different nights. And I'm curious, is it still just situational, or would you like to have that one guy to go to?
I like structure, and it seems like this is our structure right now. We have to adjust, and you know, the situation for now is going to dictate how we do it. Yesterday, we needed to be careful, quote unquote, right? Using the lefty against some other lefties, and making sure that we have Adam for bias, and with the rule, you have to actually use we have to use Darwinson earlier than usual. So we'll keep working with them. One thing for sure, you know, they're throwing the ball well, you know. And, Brazier yesterday, it looked like the Brazier from 18, right, with velocity and the location. Richards has been amazing. Darwinson, people forget about him. And we lost him July 29th or 30th, right there on the trading deadline. And he can get lefties and righties out, and he can help JT and obviously AD now. He's been amazing, Austin Davis, and we miss him for a while, and getting him back, it really helps us, and we'll keep mixing and matching. We'll keep doing that, and hopefully it works the rest of the season.
So, Alex, I know the way you watch pitchers and the way you watch hitters' reaction to certain pitches, and last night, again, I'm sitting there watching that J.D. Davis at bat, bases loaded, 3-2, 2-2 changeup, 3-2 changeup, and the way he took him, and just red flags went off in my eyes watching that with Erod on the mound. How concerning is it that this guy still has some issues with maybe hitters knowing what's coming?
You know what? I've been looking at that at bat, and he took the 2-2, right? 2-2 changeup. It was down and away. He fouled one off. He was out in front, and the last one, it was a 50-50 pitch. So we'll keep looking. We do a good job the next day, you know, to to see our pitchers and see if there's something going on, and if we have to make adjustments, we do. Obviously, every outing matters, but knowing where we at and who's coming this weekend, we got to make sure, you know, we're clean, quote unquote, right? So we'll take a look at it and see where we at.
So last one for me, Whitlock. Is when you said like maybe nothing major, is that something that is he going to throw a couple innings in a few days down at Pawtucket to keep him going, or is it just 10 days from now maybe you get him
just a few. I mean, we hope it's just a few days that he can get back, you know, on the mound in 5 or 6 days and get back to the groove and be ready, you know, as soon as possible.
All right, well, listen, man, appreciate it. Good luck tonight. Stay with those yellow unis as long as they as long as they work, right?
We will. Take care, man. Thanks,
Alex. Bye. Alex Cora, appreciate it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.